Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Signals the start of the show. Welcome to Coal Mine, where we dig deep to get into the mine of coal. I'm your host, Mr. Brock. With me, as always, is Cole, the original troublemaker, Aller.
And right next to me is troublemaker number two, the original boy toy, Miko.
And last but not least, Emily.
Hey, guys.
We're actually joined with a couple extra people right now.
Yeah, okay. One of them's a kid. One speaking of which,
all right, we got a kid here.
We're adding a disclaimer. We don't know anything about child labor laws, but we're pretty sure this doesn't violate anything.
Yeah, but just to be safe, you probably shouldn't talk to him, Cole. So yeah, we got Carter Jacobson, number one wrestling fan in Minnesota. Carter, introduce yourself.
Coach sucks.
Okay, yeah, he calls me coach.
Goddamn right.
Okay, anyways, but I was going to say last, but definitely not least, we're joined with a super special guest. Very excited to have this guy here. We got Jason Rage.
What's up, guys? Glad to be here.
Yeah, one of the coolest up-and-comer, you've been around a while, but my new favorite wrestler in MWA and all the things around here. And
nice.
We got to see him a couple times, and Jason's blessed us by coming over this weekend, and he's going to join us on the show. So,
yes,
Jason.
Sir. Thank you.
Yeah, why don't you introduce yourself, brother?
Yeah, no, my name is Jason. I've been wrestling for about 2 years now, almost 2 years. Been training at the Academy School of Professional Wrestling since March of 2022, and pretty much been going doing wrestling shows every single weekend since.
I have a question. Who are your influences?
Well, when I was young, like, I changed like who my favorite wrestler was like a bunch of times, but I think some of my biggest influences, like some of my favorite wrestlers would be like Eddie Guerrero, CM Punk.
Okay. Like, well, if your favorites are constantly switching, it just means that you're passionate about something.
Oh, you know? for sure, yeah.
And second off, where'd you get that killer hairdo?
The hairdo is not super magical or anything. I just go to the Great Clips, and they shade the sides for me, and then I just use gel to...
It's kind of your signature, though. When Rager comes out, he's got to have the mohawk going. We love it.
It's total punk rock.
Oh, thank
you. It really screams Rager.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people tell me. Like, it fits who I am and my personality, so I'm like, oh, yeah.
And your corn shirt on top of that?
Oh yeah, I got to represent. One of my best friends gave me this shirt, actually.
Nice.
So, for my birthday.
Well, that's cool. The cool part about you, man. You got such a unique personality. I think you do. You have a really cool one. I think that's why you're getting so much play in the industry right now. Because even your photos and stuff definitely stand out. The Rager. You look like you're about to kill someone every single time we see you on that. So tell me a little bit how you came up with Jason Rage. Where'd that come from?
Actually, it's from the song. It's that. Smashing Pumpkins, what is it?
Despite All My Rage, I'm still just a rat in the cage.
So literally,
you know what that song's called? Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
Yes.
I couldn't think of the name. I'm not like the biggest fan of that song or anything. I mean, it's okay. I heard it on the radio one day, and it was the same day that I was had actually bought an Xbox, one of the brand new Xboxes, and I was trying to think of a name I could name myself for my profile. And I'm like, oh, Jason Rage sounds cool. Because I was listening to that song, you know, like Rage, you know. So
it,
I was
it
like,
it is a cool name.
Hold on, this is bugging me now. You don't walk out to that song, though, do you?
No, I don't. Because, like I said, it's not a song that's like.
Only you like that song. Like,
I love that song.
Nice. I've never heard it. Never heard it.
Question, was it a Series S or a Series X?
It was the one without the disc compatible.
That was probably the Series S then.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Okay.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, cool, Cole. That's interesting. Anyways, back to wrestling. Go on. So you decide you're going to be Jason Rage. All right. So I want to actually hear about, because you studied with, were you studying under Ken Anderson at the Academy?
Yeah. Yep.
So what led to you going there?
So I always wanted to, ever since the Academy opened up in like 2016, like I was already aware of it since it started. I had seen an advertisement or like a little commercial or whatever thing on the news that they had for the Academy, and it was in Brooklyn Park, and I'm, you know, grew up in Brooklyn Center, so I was like, oh yeah, it's really close. So learned about this wrestling school, and just never came into to play for me going there until a couple years later, actually. Well, COVID was like actually like when COVID was going around, that was like a lot of growth for me as far as like becoming a pro wrestler, because I like finally had the funds and transportation to get to the wrestling school that I wanted to go to every day. So once they were talking about reopening, I pretty much just signed up. It was something I always wanted to do, so I was like, I got to do it, you know. So I had actually signed up, and as soon as they actually officially reopened, I was part of the first class back at the new venue and everything. So
and tell me a little bit about the Academy. What's it look like when you're doing the training? It's pretty intense. Is it 12 weeks?
So I don't. It's not like for a specific amount of time. Like I still train there. Like some people, like I think some schools are like you train there for a certain amount of time and then you're done. Like the Academy is not really like that. It's like a lot of like open gym time and like refining your skills and whatnot. So there's no real actual block of training, I would say, but I know Ken runs class 4 times a week, typically with like 2 beginner's night classes. So learning like basic drills and stuff. And then 2 nights where they're match nights. So we'll do practice matches and, do that sort of stuff and get critiqued from him.
So we'll get more into this later probably, but I was talking to Jason about this a little earlier. Once my son's done with football in the fall, I plan on joining the Academy and getting myself in there too.
Cool. Gonna be an MMA fighter or something?
Not MMA, dude. I'm gonna be pro wrestler.
What's the difference between MMA and pro wrestling?
One of them's badass, one of them's a pansy.
MMAs okay, can I have a more in-depth description? Can you provide that to me, please?
I think, to me, this is one of the biggest discrepancies in professional wrestling is that it gets compared so much to MMA.
Okay.
Not a fan of that because I think pro wrestling is its own thing.
Yeah.
You know, like...
It's beautiful. It's a whole different thing.
It's very much its own thing. I understand the comparisons to MMA and UFC, but I don't agree with them.
I don't either.
I'm just like...
Hell no.
MMA, no disrespect. But they're their own thing. Pro wrestling is very much its own thing. It's just like...
That's like LeBron James and comparing Shaquille O'Neal and LeBron James, you know? It's like...
One of them was a genie in Kazam and the other just sucks.
Either way, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying wrestling sucks. I'm not saying it's fake.
You better not.
People work
hard on it. That's for dang sure.
They do work hard on it.
Well, and I'll say this is the thing. Like, this is when I reached out to Jason, like right after seeing his fight against X, because you two came out to the ring, and that was probably the jankiest place I've ever been to for a wrestling event up in St. Paul, that Salvation Army. That was something else. Remember that, Carter? You remember that one? You were a little nervous walking into that. Anyways, you walk in. Okay, you got Jason and X, and you're like, okay. Who are these clowns? You know, they don't look like your traditional wrestlers or anything like that. But it was my favorite fight of the night. Well, the ladder match was pretty sick. But other than that, but like these two just kicked the living shit out of each other. It was awesome.
Right.
I mean, and these guys were flipping each other around and throwing each other around. And I was like, I have so much respect for these dudes. Because you guys, like, you brought it. And I'm like, okay, now I stand corrected. I'm never going to look at a wrestler again and be like, I think I could take him. Now I'm scared of Jason, actually. Every time I see him, I was like, I don't want the rage anymore.
I don't know. I just see MMA and wrestling.
Oh, you got some words to say. Go on.
I do.
I think Nico has some noise talk. Jason, step in. All right, go on.
Because at the same time, you said fighting. Yeah. MMA, you're getting your ass kicked.
You are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So is it more like akin to boxing MMA or what? Because I swear I have.
But I mean, MMA, you don't have a. It's not a show. Like, you're. If you like watching.
Show.
Yeah. And if you like watching people, like, get the shit kicked out of. Like, literally beat up.
Okay.
And I mean, respect for that. Because, I mean, that's, like, pain. But, yeah, wrestling's like you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nice.
So I can't stand the round kick to the faces because it's just too. There's nothing to it.
Yes.
It's just. Yeah.
And what I keep saying is, like, wrestling is just a whole different animal that you don't understand until you're at one of the events. And, like, it's the most fun you can ever have. Because, like, when you're sitting in the crowd, you're part of the show. Right? I had to learn that because I really liked cheering for, like, the heel all the time. Mm-hmm. They don't like that. They don't want you cheering for the heel. The heel wants you. They want you to cheer against them. And that's the fun thing, bringing these kids over there, and we're flipping you guys off, and we're screaming at you and hating on you. And it's just, it's part of the experience, and people think, yeah, you can say it's fake all you want, but I'm sorry. Like, get up in there with these boys and roll around, because they are throwing each other, man. And you got to have mad respect for the way they're flipping around, these huge dudes.
Yeah.
And you know what? And Fowler said it last time we had him on, like, that mat is not soft. Right, it's basically, what is it? Is it oak? I don't know. It's just boards with a little bit of foam on top of it. Correct, in the ring.
Yeah. So I was just telling him this before we started here. So the padding of the ring. There's a canvas that goes over the padding, and the padding is about probably 3-4 inches of foam, and then we have the boards, and then the steel beams that go over the boards, and then you have like the outskirts of the ring, but. No, it does not feel good to take bumps. It doesn't. It's not pleasant. It's not easy. It is hard on your body. You do have a bump card. It's very real. You know, you only get certain amount of bumps in your wrestling career, and then you know you can't take any more bumps. It just hurts too bad. And
how many bumps is that?
Well, depends on.
That's a lot of wrestling. You know what I mean? You're getting thrown.
Depends on how you preserve your body. What bumps you take? You know, it's.
Yeah, there's a lot of recovery involved, right? After each match, I'm sure you got to sit and soak.
After my matches, I'm normally very sore. You know,
sure.
It's very, very physical.
But
very
you guys
violent.
Are doing it again the next night. How many matches do you have this weekend? Do you have two?
I just had one this weekend on Friday.
How about last weekend though? Were you were involved in a couple, weren't you?
Yeah, last weekend was the Woodbury show.
Yeah.
And then I had a show in Eau Claire.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
Sure.
I had two shows that weekend, but definitely in the summer months, I'll be getting like 2, 3, 4 shows a weekend. It's very.
That's what I was going to ask next. What's your life like? Because are you working another job as well?
Yeah, I do. So I do a normal part-time job.
Sure.
I work for Monster Energy, actually.
Nice.
My brand ambassador.
Cool. Nice.
So kind of go to different businesses or you know events that they have and sample off.
Hold on, do you show up as Jason Rage?
You
should. You
know
you should be coming in as Jason Rage. I'd buy some Monster off of you.
You know what? If your face was on a can of Monster Energy, I'd buy that.
Yeah.
I'd give up my allegiance to Ghost Energy just to get Monster.
It's like that episode of what is it? It's Always Sunny when they're selling the milk.
Yeah.
You could do fight milk. You could do fight energy, and.
We don't talk about
totally
fight
milk.
Totally
barking yourself.
You heard it, Monster Energy. If you put Jason Rage's face on a can, Cole Aller will buy Monster Energy. He'll be done with Ghost forever.
Jason,
no, I didn't say forever. 22. I will buy 22. A can of Monster Energy.
He will buy one can, Monster. You'll get one can out of Cole if you put Jason Rage's face on it. That's a bucket list, I think.
And that's if it's organically made, sugar-free, and contains a good helping of Huperzine, 200 milligrams of caffeine, L-theanine and 100% vitamin C.
You are autistic, aren't you?
Fuck yeah.
All right. Before Carter has to take off, we do got Carter Jacobson here. He did come over because he's a huge fan of yours, man. He wanted to ask you a couple questions. You mind if he asks a few questions
absolutely.
About the ring?
Bring him on.
What do you got, Carter?
All right. So I got one question for your wrestling career. Do you have future plans going into WWE?
That's always a thought that runs across my mind is like somewhere in the future, I'd like to work for a big promotion, signed to a contract. There's certain things that do kind of scare me as far as like working for a big promotion. Just like the travel and the commitment to the schedule is very nerve-wracking for me because I'm very much like a homebody. Like, I don't like to travel too much. Oddly enough, that's part of the thing.
You and me both, buddy. You and me both. Yeah. I play video games all the time when I'm not working.
That's just because you're an introvert at home.
I am, actually.
Yeah. Hold on, wait.
That's just because you're a gigantic pansy. Why are we calling him an introvert? Let's call him what it is.
Let's call him an introvergin.
You are an introvergin. I love it. Yeah. Carter, you got another question after that one?
Coal mind.
No. Actually, yeah, I do.
Give me the mic. I like
have you ever seen anybody like break a bone in the ring?
Not yet.
Okay, so not on a live show. I've seen two instances in training where a guy broke his thumb. Two different guys broke their thumbs. Just training, doing things they shouldn't be doing, and screwing around. So I can't really think of a time where I've seen someone break a bone on a show that I was at. Seen it online. You know, everyone sees wrestling videos online, but. I can't think of any live broken bone accidents in the ring.
I've got a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Carter and I are all about beef, as you've probably heard. Do you have beef with anyone right now, or is there a future possibility of some beef where you're going to get in the ring and maybe, like, you know?
What if I were to challenge you to a fight, like in that iCarly episode?
Jason Rage all the way. Give Las Vegas all my money.
Yeah, that actually reminds me. I have a question for you, but first answer Emily's question.
Thank you.
But first answer Emily's question.
Well, as far as I know, I don't got beef with anyone, you know, so I try to, you know, mind my P's and Q's.
Steer clear of the beef.
Yeah, not a dramatic person. Well, try not to
get your name is Jason Rage.
It is, yes.
Yeah, they're not dramatic.
Well,
I eat my beef, not serve it. Makes good protein.
Yeah, no, I'm not one to try and dive headfirst into any of that. Sometimes I think with some of my personal friends, I can be a little dramatic, over the top with them sometimes. But no real heat or beef with anybody.
That's good.
All right, I got two questions for you.
Hey,
Breck. Sorry,
I actually do have a question for Jason first. You mentioned that after every match, you usually get very sore and whatnot. How do you like? What's your process for recovering from that? Like, do you take a bath or do you do ice bath?
Can Cole watch next time you take a bath?
Can I give you a back rub?
Yeah, I'm gonna get out the way. I'm finna move out the middle of this.
No, you stay there, Miko. No,
can I rub your shins with my feet?
Whoa. He does do that. He does.
Do you need a good shin rub, Jason?
That's a size 13.
That was a legit question. How do you recover? What's your, I mean, other than wanting to take a bath with Cole, how do you recover?
No, I normally just try to stay super hydrated and rest when I need it.
Nice.
I've never been like really like crippled or anything, but just mostly rest, ibuprofen,
magnesium salt baths.
Not those, but
Cool, like, just like exercise Instagram. Dude, just stop going with all these stupid remedies.
Okay, I mean, I like my magnesium salt baths though, they're nice.
Okay Well, Carter actually had one more question. He didn't say it said, sir, can I see that quick, Carter? Yeah, it said, is Rampage Santana as big of a pansy as Carter thinks he is? No, you're not touching that one?
No, Rampage Santana is super cool.
I know he is. He's wonderful. That's Carter's favorite wrestler. I know. Yeah. I love him too, but I have to talk so much noise about him because we're Justin Fowler fans here. So I was a little hurt. I don't know if you saw me at that match. I thought Follower was going to take it. That was a little confusing, but I was cheering very loud after that nut shot, though.
You know something?
Did you get to watch that one, or were you behind the? Were you backstage on that one?
I caught most of it.
Did
I didn't catch the whole thing, but there was some monitors in the back that I was watching.
Cool. That was such a fun fight. I love those two fighting. I mean, Rampage and Fowler are just awesome. They're like the two coolest guys in the world. They've had so much fun interacting with those guys. And again, Rampage, we do love you, but I'm going to always have to talk noise about you as long as Carter's alive because...
Yeah.
Carter, you got any words for Rampage?
Yeah, I'm going to have him put you in a headlock one day.
Fowler, we know Fowler's the king of headlocks. Don't even worry about that.
Hey, Brock, you know something? Fowler makes you look like Barney the Dinosaur, Rampage. Oh, snap.
Well, snap.
I was going to say Jason Rage and other wrestlers. Paul's on the soundboard again.
Good job. And I hit it for the right length of time.
Everyone probably could have watched the match from the top thing if it wasn't for certain people.
Yeah. Did you know it was me who was the reason that they made an announcement that fans weren't allowed to walk upstairs? I was trying to break it. I tried to walk upstairs, but I got busted, and then they made an announcement that we're not allowed to do it.
So this has happened before.
Well, you were with me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, nice. Damn, he's done this again.
Can I be honest, Miko? Miko, I just want to say something. I've always been allowed to do that stuff.
Yeah.
But I brought an African-American man with me, and I know I got busted the second. It's your fault, brother.
Yeah, but an African-American is stopped us as well, though. he was like, hey, where you going, man?
At first, we did it.
Get your white privilege ass downstairs.
Hey, you know what, Miko? You best be grateful, because we originally just wanted you on here just so we could get some inclusion brownie points. But we ended up keeping you because we actually liked you, unlike the other guys.
I get it.
I think that was an aggressive use of the word actually. I don't like it.
Actually, Brock. I think I can be a little more aggressive than that.
I get it, Cole.
Okay.
Let's not forget we have a guest here.
But you know
here.
What? Let's not forget. I got Miko these cool jerseys because I think he looks really fly in them.
He does look really fly in them.
And I'm just joking.
Rager, no, I do have a question for you. Do you have a tag team partner at this point?
I do, yes. Celtic Wolf and Morto Gonzalez. Actually, this shirt was given to me by one of my best friends, Morto Gonzalez, for my birthday. Together as a team, we're Celtic Death Rage, just a mix of all three of our names.
That's a badass name. I've never seen. That's awesome.
Fuck yeah!
When do you guys do? I want to see you guys. You got anything coming up?
We do a lot of like regular tag team matches as well. It'll be like me and Morto, or me and Celtic Wolf, or those two teaming. I know just this weekend it's going to be me on Friday in Bloomington for Midwest All-Star Wrestling.
We'll be there.
You guys are going to be
or
on the
be
Friday.
Square.
Oh, yeah. We're going
to be
Bloomington.
Me and Celtic Wolf versus the Megalodon and Rich Maxwell. And then on.
That's sick. You're doing a tag team on? Oh, I'm super stoked. Are you coming?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't. You're working. Miko?
You know what?
You and Major coming on Friday?
When is it?
On Friday. Sure. Bloomington.
That don't matter to me. I ain't got nothing to do.
Cool. You're going, man. We're going to be front row, brother.
Brack, you know something?
What?
You should always say be there or be square. And I'm going to say, why not both? I'll come dressed in my SpongeBob outfit.
You'll be working.
You creep. You got a SpongeBob outfit?
You'll be at a middle
school weirdo. I got a number
of
SpongeBob outfits, actually.
A number?
One of them's a onesie that you like wear for bed and whatnot.
Oh, yeah? You
yes.
Wait, you saving that for a special someone?
How did we get here again?
I had more questions for Jason.
Okay, fine. You asked your questions.
I do. Okay.
Fucking privileged white boy.
I was just going to ask if we could get some onesie selfies for your Tinder profile, because I feel like that's what we were missing to get some of the hits, because I went not like that. You will not get anyone to talk to you, but he was making rude gestures.
Hold on, y'all. I have to tell him what the rude gestures are.
That's for Grindr.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. I'm recording this time.
That's for trans bitches on Grindr.
And your mom's not going to watch the movie with you now.
Wow.
That's okay. It's not a sex movie anyways. It's a movie about bunny rabbits.
Do you watch sex movies with your mom?
Yeah, you know what bunnies
no.
do a lot?
Good. Freaking weirdo. All right. I do have a real question.
I did watch Machete with my dad once, though.
That's normal. Okay. How'd that go?
Well, considering the movie we were originally supposed to see at the theater that day was The American with George Clooney, and my mom stayed at that one, but Dad and I walked out because we didn't like it, so we saw Machete instead.
What was The American?
With George Clooney.
I understand. You explained that. I'm trying to think what it was. Anyways, I don't care.
I don't care either.
Thank you. Rager, okay? So I'm telling you that come fall, when my son is done with football, joining the academy, I got my whole shtick lined up, okay? And I don't want to give away too many details on what's going on, but my name might be Brock Fury. Hold on. What's that?
Mandy
Stroyer. I have a drag name. You want to hear my drag name? How great is this? Mandy Stroyer. Mandy Stroyer. Right? If I ever did drag, but that's never going to happen. But anyways, Brock Fury, you think you and I could ever do a tag team as Rage and Fury? What do you think about that, buddy?
I think that'd be really cool.
Sick, right?
Yeah.
If I make it up, can I get a commitment from you? You and I do a match together as Rage and Fury?
Oh, for sure.
You're in?
Fuck yeah.
All right, I got a commitment here, but first I got to go to the academy and get good at wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
How long do you have to be at the academy?
With the academy, like I was kind of saying earlier, like there's no like specific training block of time. It's going to be more of like train until you're ready.
Right.
To do live shows and then eventually start doing enough live shows and then be considered for a graduation.
So. Right. You ever considered taking like small acting classes?
No. I've never considered acting classes, but
since
I do
you
know,
don't like drama classes.
I know that some people have taken acting classes to enhance their wrestling career and their characters. So. Yep.
You ever do theater in middle school like I did?
No, I never did.
Thank God you didn't turn out like Cole. Well done. Glad you didn't do it. Right, Cole?
I know, right?
Yeah,
you
right.
You know, right?
All right, well, you heard it, people. Carter, you got any more questions?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, Carter's got another one for you, Reggie.
So if you accept this week All-Steel fan in your academy, can I fight you and coach with Rampage Santana?
God
damn.
Carter's challenging a little tag team. It's going to be Rage and Fury versus, what's your name going to be? You and Slammy Davis Jr., you think? You think Rampage has your, Rampage does actually like you. I don't know why. I know, he hates me because I talk so much noise to him. But unfortunately, I'm a Fowler guy, you know, and I'm Jay Fowler all the way.
Is there a cat like like, you know, like the managers, you know, that walk along with the wrestlers, you know?
Yeah.
You know, is there like a shit talking class that they take?
No, I think a lot of that is just like learning how to do good promos and learning how to interact with the fans and the audience real well. I know some guys are really quick on their feet and they're, you know, very quick-witted when it comes to the fans talking trash or whatnot. So
I think I would love to do that. Can I be your manager?
Yeah, you can be my manager. Can I be corrupt as shit? Go nuts.
Can I be your manager too?
Yeah, I want you to steal all my cool money beans. From me. Yeah, Cole, you gotta do a duo with Cole though.
I'll be the one to give you massages after you.
Yeah, you're doing one right now, and I hate it.
Besides
your dang leg up. All right, Carter, you got any more questions for him? Because I think we might jump into deeper. Oh, actually, we might do birthday beat him up. What do you think? Any more questions, Carter?
No.
But first.
Oh, Cole's excited. What do you got?
And now it's time for Intrusive Thoughts with the Guest. The part of the show where the guest comes out and says an intrusive thought. So without further ado, this is what the guest has to say.
Huh?
Nope, it just hit on the spot. Good luck, Rager.
You can talk about him. Look at him. Go ahead.
Six.
I don't think I have any intrusive thoughts. Not at the moment.
Oh, really?
Nice segment, Cole.
Do you want me to beat one into you?
Yeah, intrude a thought into him, buddy. Bend him over and intrude a thought.
Pull your pants down, bitch.
Oh, gosh. All right, finish it up. Sorry, we got a kid here.
It's school tomorrow, too. Don't say nothing.
Just say something. Anything that comes to your mind.
You want to slap the shit out of them. Say it.
You don't have crippling OCD, do you?
Oh, my gosh. I wish it was early in the night. I'd love to have Rager take you out in the courtyard and just throw you around a little bit. That would be like, I'm the greatest thing.
That can be arranged.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. There's the intrusive thought. Finish it off.
This has been Intrusive Thoughts with the Guest. Tune in next time to hear the guest say,
"You're dead, Cole."
Oh, man. He beat my ass real good.
Beautiful. All right. Cole's ready for birthday beat 'em up. But okay, you haven't heard it. I gave you a little bit of a spiel earlier on what birthday beat 'em up is. So we're going to go through. We're going to talk about celebs who have birthdays this week. Okay. And on a scale of 1 to 10, we got to go through how bad you want to beat 'em up. You ready for this? All right. So let's jump into the next segment.
What?
That was beautiful, Cole. Yeah.
I was banging my head on the microphone like Gigi Allen.
Here's
does
a good
when
one.
He
all
writes.
Right, all right. April 21st, Tony Danza.
Tony Danza?
Who's the boss?
I love Tony Danza.
Yeah, no, he's Tony right. Danza's good.
I'd say a 1 out of 10, yeah. Only because I've never actually seen Cheers.
He's not in Cheers.
What is he in then?
Who's the boss? Angels in the Outfield.
I'm still saying 1 out of 10 because obviously I don't know
he's
enough about him to beat the crap out of
old
him.
Guy.
Yeah, he was gonna die, and it was actually really sad. He's like, he's gonna be coming up here in like a year.
That's a classic too. I love that.
It
movie.
Was. All right, Randy, you start us off.
I probably should have clarified. I don't know many celebrities. I've never heard of this guy.
Hold on. We'll go down the list and see which ones
you're
know. Okay?
22 years old. He's
yeah,
like,
hold on,
he's
hold
like
on.
80, bro.
How about, Queen Elizabeth? How bad do you want to beat her up?
Zero.
Damn.
Zero?
What? No, no heat
with her. No? You really don't want no drama. Like, I want to slap. I'm slapping the shit out of
her. Carter's aggressively grabbing the microphone. Hold on. Carter really, hold on. What do you got to say about Queen Elizabeth?
Now he's really stimming.
10.
Man, Carter wants to beat the crap out
of Carter. Give me 5, bro.
Because he thinks beating up the elderly
Emily,
is cool.
Emily, come on. You're a big fan of the Martin.
I'm not touching her. She's a saint.
Bitch. Ha!
She's trash.
Trash!
Whoa! Trash!
Her son is trash. She's not trash.
Trashy hoe.
You are trash.
Ooh. She's trash.
This escalated.
Her son is trash.
This is Emily with Iron Pro Heart wrestling thing. If Emily and Carter don't maintain a no contact order, Emily's going to kick his butt.
I'll have Mampage Santana kick your butt.
I love that you're calling him Mampage now after I've made you do that.
Nice.
Hold on, Emily's back.
I'm bringing Jason Rage, and I'm bringing Royal Flava, and I'm bringing All Steel. Try to beat that.
How about Mampage Santana and JDX?
He's going to kick the living daylights out of you if you keep calling him Mampage. I don't know why you do. I do it to make fun of you. Mampage Ramtana, right? Why are you calling him Mampage? Do you hate him now? Are you a Fowler guy? Is it All Steel all day with you?
No.
You heard it, people. Carter just admitted that it's All Steel all day. Justin Fowler, we finally converted him. Yep, Carter said All Steel all day.
That is not what I said.
All right, hold on. Jason, how bad do you want to beat the queen up?
0.
Okay, 0. Miko?
10.
10? Why do you? 11. I want to hear more on this. I want to hear more. Go on, Miko. Why do you want to beat the queen up, man? What happened? Who hurt you?
He hates white people. That's why.
Bam. Enough said.
Is it because of us? Is it because of Cole?
No, it's not. Yes. It's because of the queen. She seems like a really fucking mean grandma. She's like a real mean ass grandmother. And this sucks for those boys.
You know she doesn't have cookies, right? She's
no,
never
she
given
don't.
Cookies.
She ain't got cookies or nothing, bro.
No, she never gives hugs.
She ain't hugging, no kneading, no netting, no none of that.
No, she's just criticizing your manners all the time, I bet, right?
Stand up straight.
Yeah, all the time. Elbows off the table.
Eat with the salad fork. Like, bitch.
She doesn't. She doesn't even read her kids' bedtime stories.
Cole, where are you at with this?
You know what? You know
Miko's a 10
fucking
out of 10 for the queen. What are you
already,
at?
Bro.
You know what? If she Miko's did? A 10 oh, out of 10, I'm hey, Miko, so quiet. Sorry. I'm about to agree with you here.
He is. What's up?
Quiet, Miko. I'm about to say how much I agree with you here.
Okay.
No, she, if Miko she hates died the queen, like, she died then like I a few months queen. Ago. Or it's that,
fuck
like 90
yeah.
died.
How old was she?
99. Yeah, she made it to almost 100. Yeah. And then, but yeah, and then Charles takes over the throne,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Piece of shit. And. Well, and now
bashing.
He's got.
Now we're man bashing.
No, guess what? Now he's got cancer.
Oh wow! So he's
yeah.
Gone.
So there. So William might as well have just taken the whole
boom
freaking thing.
Yeah.
And there's Emily's thoughts on.
And that's good. Pass moving on.
We're moving on. We're done with the queen.
No,
hey,
not done.
Carter, what are you at?
Slap her
are you at 10 out of 10?
Yeah. So we gosh. Slap her 20.
I didn't
we
think
gonna
we'd
slap
get
her 20 for 20 minutes.
All right, Rage, I appreciate you being a stand-up guy and saying I'm not going to beat the 99-year-old woman.
Not even
despite
you
being come the on. Only one here who could probably just put her in a nice chokehold and kill her instantly.
Come on.
I'm a tripper.
That's a good idea. I'm with Miko on this.
Yeah.
We need to move on quick. Okay, I'm sorry to the monarchy. Actually, I don't care. Screw you, England.
Boom.
Fuck
like
you,
that.
England.
Fuck you, England.
And what?
And your biscuits.
Oh, Emily, this is for you, girl. Did you see it was April 22nd? Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh,
Machine Gun
Christ,
Kelly.
What do you fucking know here?
Let me start off with this one. In her living room. Ten out of ten.
Yeah, buddy.
Boom.
I'm going about like, Carter. How can we go to 100? I would give 100 out of 10 on him.
Wow.
I hate Machine Gun Kelly. Wow. I've always hated Machine Gun Kelly. Emily knows this. It's her little. Just another one of the guys I have to compete with.
Oh,
I know.
Okay,
I know.
Okay,
she loves MGK. Oh. I freaking can't stand him. Actually, you know what? He's actually a really talented rapper.
He's,
I will give him that.
He's talented.
He is.
He's okay.
The only one I liked, what was the song with like Swing Life Away. That was a good song. I agree. But,
I don't know.
I cannot stand him. And he turned out to be the biggest douchebag in the world, correct? Sorry, Emily. Here you go.
Let her talk about her man, dude.
Hey.
Let her
Pre-Megan Fox, zero, or only like negative 1,000 out of.
Hold on.
Pre.
You don't like Megan Fox?
Him? No, she's weirdo.
You don't like Megan
she's
Fox?
A fucking
she's
a bitch.
She turned a
you
weirdo.
Don't like Megan Fox?
Uh-uh.
He's the weird one. He started the shit.
Listen to her. Uh-uh.
No way.
She's
no,
she's all into those no. crystals and yes.
Hold on. Come on. Transformers,
come on.
The first Transformers
astrology?
Movie was awesome.
What's wrong with astrology and crystals and being a Sagittarius?
Because she's the one who's like, suck my blood.
Okay.
But that's a marriage. They obviously.
Before things go off the road.
They broke up.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So he's back.
Hold on.
It was bad.
You don't know anything about Machine Gun Kelly.
The deciding factor is going to be Jason Rage. Jason Rage, Machine Gun Kelly. Where are we?
You better answer right, boy, because
I
get real strong when people
talk about it. He's got a big smile on his face. Let's see what's happening. Let's see what the Rager
like
has.
I like my skinny mouth.
No animosity with Machine Gun Kelly, 0 out of 10.
No!
Yes! Do you listen to him?
No, I really don't know much about
okay.
him. That's why I don't know.
That's probably good. That's why you gave it a 0 out of 10.
0 out of 10 for me
give
as
him
well.
A little bit.
You know what? I'm a give him a 5.
Hold on. When's your birthday, Jason?
It's in November.
Cool. You're
November.
About to get a 10 out of 10 on
November.
When that comes after that Machine Gun
November
Kelly.
What? November what, Jason?
November 18th.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Just one day after me.
I'm the 24th.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I'm the 17th.
What do you think about throwing a huge joint party? You in?
Fuck yeah.
You coming, Jason, if
that'd
we throw a big party down here? Are you coming?
That'd be dope.
Oh, hey, Rage
if
down?
And only if I get all the good gifts.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. You know what? Give him
Cole,
to Miko.
We're
he's the
obviously
cool dude.
Trying to replace you right now. He's way cooler than you.
Okay, thank you very much.
I know. He's nice. He doesn't want to beat up the queen. He's a good guy.
Okay.
You're just a gigantic pile of garbage.
Yeah, who gives Miko free jerseys?
You're always giving Miko free jerseys, you hot
yeah,
stud.
You know what?
I do not ask.
Oh, Miko, where you at with Machine Gun Kelly, man?
I'm you know what? I was at a 10.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good, correct.
Emily's cool.
Yeah.
You know, and then Megan Fox is a fox.
Yeah.
And he did challenge Eminem.
Yeah.
So.
And Eminem won.
But he did the most decent compared to
anybody else. Absolutely. I would give him that, so I'm going to slap him.
Yeah, and he
five.
Did it with cute bleached hair
yeah,
and wearing a woman's dress, so screw
and,
him.
And you know what? And it's
screw
a
him.
And this is an open fist slap, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. He did do the
MGK wore a dress. He wore a dress.
It was a dress.
Yeah, he wore a dress.
It was like
women's clothing left and right.
Like a white dress.
Yeah.
Tight. Yep. Tight on his body.
He didn't even look hot in it.
They were bashing him.
So all right, so it's a group consensus. 10 out of 10 for MGK. He sucks.
What?
Ah. Yeah, that's right.
I was going to rate MGK 1 out of 10.
You're going to rape MGK?
Only if she's hot.
It's a dude. Oh, here we go. Ooh, this is interesting. I'm throwing it right at Rage and nobody could jump on right. April 23rd, John Cena.
Okay, this one I'm definitely mixed.
Oh, hold on. I think Rage is coming out. Let's hear it.
He's a great wrestler, but a terrible actor.
I think he's a great actor, but a terrible wrestler.
Great actor in both. I think he's great.
Actually a really good wrestler, yeah. Too.
I love
My problem is I can never see him, right?
I love it. I right? love some
You just can't see him.
Yeah.
All right, Rager, I need to hear from you on this.
I don't even know if I have a good solid rating for John Cena because it's like I feel like my opinion can vary depending on what we're talking about. Like in ring and you know, as a performer, I have nothing but respect for him. I would never want to beat up John Cena, the performer, but John Cena, the person, I've heard not very pleasant things about.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh, I don't like that hot.
I would
what
say
do you think?
6 out of 10 for me.
If I had an opportunity to hire Jason Rage and All Steel, I would give it a 10 out of 10.
Fuck John Cena.
Yeah.
John Cena sucks.
Yeah, he does. John Cena.
We're talking
terrible.
About Jason Rage.
Yeah. So we would definitely take Fowler and Rager over Cena, right? Easily. Yeah, I'd rather those two have my back.
You know what?
I got nothing against Cena.
You know, I got nothing against no wrestlers. But I think don't get it twisted. This is not drama. I think I want to slap a lot of wrestlers.
Want to slap the guy next to you? Huh? Want to slap the guy next to you? I'll give you
$5. I didn't say him. I just said a lot of wrestlers.
I'll give you $5 if you smack the guy sitting next to you right now.
No.
I'll give you $20 if you do it.
But since you can take a slap,
want me
up it $100 and I split it with you?
Now you guys are just hustling people for free slaps. All right, Cena. I don't know. I feel like you're at a solid 5 from everyone, maybe.
Slap,
right?
Slap
everyone's
we didn't get a number
you.
Out of you, Rager. What number are you at?
Yeah, 6 out of 10. Yeah.
6 out of 10. Emily John Cena, where are you at?
She loves the bod.
I do love the bod. Did you say bod or bod?
The bod.
No, I don't.
You don't love the bod?
I don't.
No.
No. But I would give him, I like him in movies. I think he's funny.
Any idea how low my self-esteem is after every single one of these podcasts when Emily just talks about
I just
all
said
the
he's
guys
gross.
She loves?
I just said he's, I wouldn't.
That's your, hey, Brock, that's your incentive to join the Academy.
Amen, right? That's right.
Ken Anderson, I need you this fall, okay? My wife is just loving all these hot dudes, MGK. Who else? Was it Anthony Michael Hall last week?
Yep, I would marry him.
Oh, criminy. Ken Anderson, then, right, I need that Anthony Michael Hall bot.
But Anthony, yeah.
All right, he's gone, Carter.
He's gone.
I got to pass the microphone so I can cry silently.
But I've noticed that, you know.
When?
Total opposites. No, Anthony Michael Hall and MGK, two of my faves.
How many more we got?
Calm down, Cole. You got nowhere to go.
I'm just one. Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom.
How? Every time we do the podcast,
yeah,
why
you know what?
You go
it's a new segment on the show called Cole Goes to the Bathroom While Others Talk Shit About Him.
That's actually pretty good.
I can't wait.
Okay, all right, hold on. All right. We got April 24th. We're going to do Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. Ooh, woo, woo, woo.
Huh? That nose, she does have a snaz on her.
Yeah.
She does. But you know what? I love her in Meet the Fockers. Swear to God, that lady is so awesome.
Meet the Fockers,
yeah. I love that movie.
I can't picture you watching Meet the Fockers.
I love that movie, man. That's like my favorite movie. Like, yeah, one of my top 20s, definitely. Okay. I watch it.
So, what number? 0?
I'm gonna go in 10. Actually,
that you're gonna punch her in the face?
Oh, Barbara Streisand.
Yeah. What were you 10 in?
The movie.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah. The movie. Damn. Can she sing? Is she a singer?
I thought so.
She's a singer?
Yes.
Never heard her. Oh!
Yeah, you...
Wow. Damn. Zero. Zero. I like slapping people. I want to give her a one, but since I slapped the queen, might as well fuck it.
You better give everyone at least a one if you're slapping
might
the queen.
Might as well. Yeah. One. Barbara Streisand gets a one. But she is so funny in Meet the Fuckers, though.
Yeah.
She is funny.
In Meet the Fuckers.
I'm gonna give her a six, that nose.
Yeah, that, yeah,
she's
she
got a punchable face.
She has a snoz. Yeah, she does. She does. She has like an elbow stuck to
I respect you, Barbara Streisand.
I'm gonna give her a five. She's proper, but I don't really know her personally.
She's
so
proper. He makes it sound like he wants to bone her.
Her personality.
He makes it sound like he wants to bone her.
I'm sorry, elder pussy is not my thing.
There is a child here.
Sorry.
He's tall. He's taller than me, so
I'm not wrong. I'm not. I'd give her a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, boy.
But instead of being a slap, I'd
your
kick,
your mom
I'd
or grandmother would not like that. Trust me.
I'd smack her in the chest.
When you
instead.
Get home,
instead of the face.
When you get home tonight, oh Carter, ask your mom or your grandmother how
I'm
much,
rubbing
they,
off
how
on
much
him.
They like Barbara Streisand.
Cool, stop right. rubbing off my kids. Rager, where are you at with Barbara Streisand? We haven't heard from you yet.
Again, I'm not very familiar with who that is, so zero.
Do you have a television now?
I'm a very busy person. Okay. I don't got much time for...
You got a phone. Like, this lady, she pops
my
up
time
every
is
now
not
and then.
Consumed with
even Barbara Streisand pops up on my phone every
no,
now
but
and then.
You've got to think, though. We grew up with I grew up with the late night commercials. She'd be on it with Celine Dion all the time.
Yeah.
He didn't grow up with that.
I suppose.
Show.
Yeah.
He grew up with Netflix.
I suppose.
You know? Yeah. So, like, I wouldn't
you know
have
Taylor.
Probably known.
You know Taylor.
Swift?
Yeah. Yeah, you know Taylor.
Okay. We shouldn't. No one should.
What?
30 out of 10.
Wow. It's not even her birthday.
She's no, getting slapped. All day, everything. You know what, Noit? It's 420 today, so 50 out of 10. I'd punch her in the face.
We're smoking slapping her. We're going to smoke slap her.
I'll give her a good
I think Carter's starting to like this microphone.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh? To you, Emily. Taylor Swift, I'd give her about a 4 out of 10.
You know what? I am. You know I'm, what?
Yeah, she sucks. You know I'd give her another 100.
She's going to MGK. Kansas City Chiefs fan. I'm slapping her, too.
Coach, I'll give you $20 next time she goes on her show if you fly there and smack her and stay on stage.
God damn.
Ha! You're going to get your
You hear
ass.
That?
You're going to get his ass.
$20.
$20?
$20. I got $20 waiting for me. Swift, you better hide.
I'm going to tell you. And an ass whooping as soon Swift. As you hit the stage.
You better hide. Hold on. All right. Let's keep going.
What?
Do you know who Al Pacino is, Rager?
Man, now I'm definitely going to slap you. I am going to slap you.
I've definitely heard the name.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Al Pacino. He's a legend.
It's nothing personal, Jason. It's strictly business.
Hold on. Miko's ready to... Miko, speak your piece, brother. What's going on?
This is like a negative zero.
No, I'm saying you need to speak your piece to Rage right now.
Oh,
you're about
no,
to slap
he's
him.
Fine. He knows of him. He knows his, he's that heard of that name. Al Pacino. Scarface. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, okay. So,
yeah.
And
do black people like the film Scarface?
Yeah, of course.
I know you do. I watch Cribs.
It's from Noir.
Gotcha.
That's funny. And everybody does have, a case of Scarface. On
it. It's film noir, otherwise known as film in black. Get it?
Yours is just racist. Hey,
is there like a womp, womp, womp
yeah,
button?
There
is next year. Wait,
switch
that.
Buddy. Sorry about that, Miko.
But Al Pacino is a fucking legend.
He's awesome, actually.
Legend.
Great actor.
He is great.
I would totally
sent
you
big
Godfather fan?
Yeah. You know what? Check this out. First time I ever watched this movie last week.
Really?
Last week was the first time
first
I ever.
One?
The first time. The first one and the second one was the first time I ever watched
Which
it.
One did you like better?
The first one.
Really?
The first one was,
It's
I only watched like 30 minutes of the second one. So the first one kind of got me right there.
Yeah. You gotta see the
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah.
Do it again. That was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yours is kind of Mexican, though.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
That was Russian.
That was good. All right, Rage, are you going to blind? You've heard of Al Pacino. You think you can take him? He was the Godfather, so he ran the mafia. You think you could take him out?
What else has Al Pacino done?
Nothing.
Yeah.
He's done a ton. He's a great actor.
Almost slapped Brock for dissing Al Pacino. Al Pacino. I love saying that
I'll
name.
I'll have to watch say one
that,
of his movies.
Say that name with me, yo, Al Pacino.
Miko, I'll do it. Al Pacino.
That sounds like like a
Miko,
nice drink.
Miko, let me do it. Let me do it for you.
You want to do it? Thank you, Carter. Yeah.
You going to slap me?
Wow.
Wow. Boom. Do it. We got baseball practice tomorrow, brother. Guess who's running the bases? Yeah, you be running tomorrow. Hit me again.
I would love a nice Al Pacino.
We got baseball practice tomorrow.
Al Pacino. Oh, yeah. Remember his performance in the movie Jack and Jill?
Oh, my gosh.
Adam
I love
Sandler?
It. Yeah.
Al Pacino. Dunkachino.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Worst movie I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Yeah, I hate that movie. I love Adam Sandler, though.
I do too.
Guy.
He's great. Ready?
Uncut Gems is the greatest movie ever made. What?
I think we have one more.
It is a good movie.
Oh. Uncut Gems. Oh. Ooh, was this one written for me? Channing Tatum. I know you're not going to know who he is, Rager. I'll show you some pictures.
No, I do.
I have. Do you know who Channing Tatum is? Yeah. He's everything I wish
I
was.
You know Tatum, huh? Everybody knows that face.
He's a Tatum guy. He's a good man.
He is a sexy beast.
He's a Tatum tot.
Yeah, no.
Tatum tot.
Tatum's not sexy? Tatum is a sexy guy. Sexy white guy.
He's sexy in that Down syndrome way.
Huh? Are we talking about the same Jason Tatum?
He kind of looks like he has a little Downy.
Not Jason Tatum, but what's his name?
Are you thinking of Jason Statham?
What's his name? Well, who are we talking
Channing
about?
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
Same Channing Tatum Statham.
Step up, come on.
Magic Mike?
Okay, Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jinx.
Cole watched it right after he watched Brokeback.
Yeah, I slap his pretty ass.
Fuck yeah.
I slap his pretty ass.
You better not.
I slap his
I'll slap
ass.
You if you touch him.
Can I slap his pretty ass if he consents to it?
I'm going
to
slap all of you if you touch Channing.
Because if he allows me to do that, I'll say 10 out of 10, but only in the most fun, exotic way possible.
Watch Magic Mike. I ain't never seen Magic Mike.
It's a great movie, actually.
Shut up.
It is a good movie. It's a very good story.
Not.
Yes,
impossible.
It is.
Impossible.
It's an incredible. I didn't think I'd like it either. I didn't walk into it saying I didn't want to watch it. I really didn't. I had no desire to
watch
it.
Magic Mike.
No, Brokeback Mountain sucks. There's no plot. It's stupid. It's dumb. But Magic Mike is
a lot
sweet
of good
movie.
Sex in it, though.
Good God. All right, Rager. What do you think? Channing Tatum.
He's all right. He's not on the hit list for me.
You're not going to slap his pretty ass.
You know what? I got to know. All right. Hold on. We're going to take a sidebar on this. We're going to go right into interviewing you again. Who is the one person you want
to
beat up in this world?
Right. Thank you. Get right
anyone. You've given us solid zeros across the board. Your name's Jason Rage. When does the rage come out, and who do you want to kill?
When Cole makes gay jokes about him.
Yeah, don't worry. Nobody listens to this podcast anyway. You're fine. You can say whatever you want.
Except for tonight.
No, I have two people that I would not mind never seeing again, and their names shall not be mentioned.
You hear that? Okay.
It's not
Rager's
Cole
got
Nico,
some beef.
This?
Yeah, no, are they sitting on the couch with you?
No.
He's the guy sitting over here.
Carter?
I know one guy that I would like you to beat up, and it's the guy sitting on my right.
Brock?
Again, you are going to be running so many laps at baseball practice tomorrow. I love it. I'm so excited for this. You're going to be running the whole time.
Good thing I'll skip.
You better not skip. You skip, I'm making you run double. Okay. Hold on. Be honest with me, Jason. Is one of the two guys Manpage Sampana?
No, not at all.
I know. He's a wonderful person. I actually really enjoy talking to him. He's a cool dude.
He's really cool, yeah.
He is. He's a funny guy. I just have to make fun of him all the time.
Promote what you love instead of bash what you hate. That's what I'm about.
Damn it. Oh. You just
fuck
hit me.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
That hurt. That was beautiful.
That's powerful,
I'm
man.
Your name.
We have so much to learn from this guy over
name.
Here. Seriously.
Jason Clouds. You're soft, bro.
Jason Caged.
Jason Clouds is a nice name, though.
Jason Clouds?
Yeah, it is.
No, we like the Rager. We like the Rager. Can we get some of those Rage eyes? Let me see him. Come on, you know your
like,
promo
yeah,
picture. We got the Rage eyes.
Jump,
I want to see the Rage eyes.
How fast is it for you to jump into character? Like, do you be in, like?
Yeah, that's
in,
a good question, actually.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, it was. Oh, I'm curious on it too.
Kind of depends. I think what show I'm on. You know, the crowd, who I'm wrestling. How confident I feel about the match and how well we're going to be received with the audience. And I think just the more crowd interaction that there is and everything, the higher of the, not like stipulation of the match, but like the higher of the effect of the match that I'm going to be having. Obviously, I'm going to be easier into character more, but there's definitely some shows where it's like there's not many people and, you know, they're not very like, interactive fans, like it's gonna be like right. kind of hard just to be pretending to be a wrestler versus
no. I mean, that's a great
hold
question.
On, hold on. You said pretending to be a wrestler, right? When the whole thing is right? When the whole thing is though, right?
What do you
you know that air quotes don't show up on the microphone, right?
Like this. Stop a bunch of quotes out of this,
okay.
But,
just imagine us doing air quotes, all people listening on Spotify.
He's doing air quotes.
Well,
go on.
I'm talking to him.
I know.
But still.
Yeah.
Yes.
You tell him.
Well, like, what do you want me to clarify? Or, like, what do you want me to be like?
So, are you saying more poser versus?
What do you
versus, know? So show versus posing for the show? Is that what you're kind of saying? When it's
he
like
used the word pretend. And when.
No, I think what I'm trying to say, like being more of myself, like as a regular person in the ring in those certain situations versus being like actually like fully gotcha. Into character and like fully, you know, like I said, like I don't regret or I don't take back the word pretending to be a wrestler because it's like, you know, think about acting. Think about like watching like
a
really
a
good Tom Cruise movie.
It's a profession.
But like,
yeah,
Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise. He's not his character in the movie. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
gotcha.
You want to see who his character is in the movie. Like in the Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But like, think about, think about that character versus just being Tom Cruise playing
that
character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha. I thought you were talking about, I caught the end of the conversation, so sometimes I jump in. That's why I thought you were talking about someone else.
No,
coming
no.
into the wrestling. That's why I said poser. I wasn't talking about you.
Can we go back to just down to me? His name's freaking Ethan. That's the nerdiest name in the world to be like this badass spy. Ethan. Might as well name him. Well, I was going to say Dexter.
His last name is Hunt, though.
Like
don't forget that.
Ethan Hunt. I don't know. He's a little. That's a dweeby name.
Ethan Hunt.
Who is Ethan Hunt?
That's badass.
That's
in
very.
The movies
that's
too,
very.
You know. So.
That's very PG-13. You
it's
know.
No, Jason Rage. That's a name. Well, I was going to say, though, like, the fun thing is when you come out, though, I love it because it's so different than your character. I mean, just you right now. This is not the Jason Rage we see when you're walking around the ring giving a high five. You look psychotic, and I love it.
And yeah, he did.
He does. He does. You walk around, and, like, I'm kind of scared to give you a high five.
Look,
I'll still do
you
it.
Look
no,
full
you, look
of
like
drama.
Gonna, you look like you're going to bite my hand
off.
Full
of drama when you come out.
You do. Yeah. You look ready to go. That's, I think, what the heartbeat behind Miko's question there was, like, how do you get into that character? Because when you come out, you're in, like, rage mode.
This is your alter ego, basically. Yeah.
That's definitely like the number one thing that I get the most is like, that's the biggest thing people say about me is like, I'm very like kind of, you know, introverted to myself. Like I'm not
chill.
One to always like, yeah, like talk a lot or whatever, or be like super, crazy with anyone, but, definitely like turn it up a couple notches for my wrestling character and the shows that I do just because I think, that's the extension of my personality. Like I obviously don't show so much to you know, the people that I'm around. Obviously, like, when I get more comfortable with people, I get a little bit more wild. And
are you comfortable with Coal Mind yet?
Well, yeah.
No, good, good. Yeah. We well, like you. We like you.
Look at us. You have no, you're like, yeah, you're like, I'm way up here now.
We're not much of a threat.
Yeah.
No, but I definitely believe that, like, in the least, like, scary way possible, like, my wrestling character is who I am, just up a couple notches.
Cool.
Like, I, you know, I definitely have, like, some, like, psychotic elements, like, in there, like, and I, in, you know, integrate those into my wrestling character and do crazy things because, like, that's, like, in my mind, something that I would do in real life. Not really, but, like, you know,
no, that's
like,
awesome, man.
You
know what? No, that's really cool to hear. I, no,
yeah,
I really
I think
do respect
it's
that.
Like
that's awesome.
A wrestler in all of us, really. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because we all kind of.
No, it's like a cool way to bring out, like, the stuff that you can't do all the time. And the funny thing is, like, if you're sitting next to Jason Rage, you'd be like, yeah, this guy could probably fix my computer.
Huh.
But the funny, no, honestly, but here's the thing. Now that I've seen you in the ring and stuff, I'm like, this guy can kick my ass.
Yeah, right?
No, you wouldn't expect that. But, like, honestly, it's like I've watched you wrestle, and I was so impressed the first time. I'm like, holy crap, this guy could kick the living shit out of me.
I personally like that when people kind of not underestimate, but, like, kind of, like, undertake me a little bit. 100%, and not suspect me to be who I actually am, because I just think it adds to it.
Yeah.
That they are so surprised, like, oh, like this.
But I think,
like,
that's part of your shtick and, like, your lure. Like, that's why, again, I really feel like you're kind of a really cool up and comer. I don't know. I mean, we followed you. Like, when I first saw you, I'm like, I love this guy. And then, I mean, you've been in a lot of matches, man. Like, you're getting a lot of play time, right? I mean, here's the thing. I mean, you don't have an agent or anything, do you?
No, I'm an independent contractor.
Yeah, so they're just calling you saying, hey, we got a match this weekend. You want to wrestle? Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, they would, like, a promotion would, like, book me in advance, like, a couple months down the road.
Because I'm saying, like, you're booked all the time. It's awesome because every time we see a promo come up, I get super stoked. I'm like, Rage is wrestling. We're going.
Cool.
Oh, sorry.
Bye-bye.
Double up.
Oh, we got to take Carter out.
Listen to Spotify,
so Carter? Hey, get ready to run tomorrow at baseball practice, boy.
And now it's time for the next segment of the show, where Cole gets up to go pee and the guests talk crap about him.
That's perfect. All right.
Okay.
Dude, watch how slow he walks for how big he is. Look at this. Watch this. You are trying to perform. Dude, he walks so slow.
He's going to go get food and I told him no because it's 30 minutes.
Oh, my. All right, Rager, be honest. What do you think of Cole? He's not here. This is the time we're talking about. He's a cool dude.
Cool.
No, I said be honest.
that is the honest opinion from the Rager.
Okay, all right. That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
He's a good one.
Well, again, we can actually – usually this is the segment when Cole's gone that we get serious and ask about real stuff. So what do you have coming up?
I sent you a text that you should read to talk about on the podcast.
Okay, yep. Sounds good, but what do you got coming up? Are you pulling it out? Because I want to make sure we're promoting you and making sure people who are listening to this know when to watch you again.
Yeah, I'm pulling up my calendar here.
Because you're next weekend, right? On the 20th. Oh, you're up in Bloomington, right? And we're going to see some tag team there.
Yep, so on this Friday, I'll be in Bloomington for MAW, and the next day I'll be in Hayward, Wisconsin for AWF. After that, I got another big weekend of three shows. I got, looks like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll be in We Love Wrestling in Pembine, Wisconsin. That's actually up by the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Jeez.
I'll be doing a hardcore match. You guys familiar with that?
No, what's that?
That's what a lot of people know me for. I don't know if you've ever seen, like, hardcore wrestling or have seen, like, hardcore matches. Like,
is it a pain thing?
Pain thing.
I don't know. Who can take the most pain?
Oh no! So like, yes and no. Like, hardcore matches are going to be more like regular matches with like a bunch of different, like, foreign objects and, like, weapon stipulations and stuff like that you can use. So I'll be doing a hardcore match with one of the top deathmatch wrestlers in the Midwest, actually, Eric Dillinger. And then the next day, have Showtime Pro Wrestling in Eau Claire, and then Doghouse Wrestling in Clayton, Wisconsin. So, not this week, but the next week busy. After that, I'll have three shows Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All in Wisconsin.
Yeah, are you pretty well booked through the summer then?
Yeah, I'm booked all the way pretty much till September.
That's awesome, man. How long have you been wrestling?
In July will be my 2 years.
2 years, you're 22. And, yep. You said, so during COVID, is that when you came up that you wanted to wrestle? Or was it like, because since we all had that time, like, how are you preparing yourself then?
Was it before or after?
Was it something when you're like a kid, you said, I want to be a pro wrestler?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
When I was 13, me and my brother were just sitting on the couch one day and playing SmackDown vs. Raw 2009, one of our favorite games.
Heck yeah.
And he's like, you know, what do you want to do with your life? And I just like, you know, we're super young and whatnot. And him asking this question, and I actually took him seriously. And I was like, dude, I want to be a pro wrestler. Like, that's what I want to do when I grow up. And I just never lost that, you know, I never lost that desire or dream or anything. I just, something I always wanted to do.
So, during COVID though, right? Mm-hmm. And then too, so during COVID, like, were you wrestling or like?
No, so with the most I've done during COVID was when I got enrolled to the academy to start training. So I got enrolled. And as soon as they opened up, that's when I started.
Okay.
So it was like a couple months. It was like 6 months from when I enrolled to when we started training. So, and then.
This was when the commie cough passed.
Okay, the commie cough. Actually, Cole, I just got a text from a fan who wanted to ask a question about you.
What?
Can you tell us a little more about the pimple on your ass that you sent a picture to your mom?
Oh, yeah. I was worried that it was something bad. So I was just like. I just took a picture of it, and I'm just like, hey, is this a pimple, or is this a cyst, or what is this?
Hey, your mom?
Yes.
Like, you're 29. Why are you
She's the medical expert.
No, she's not.
She's the
Doctors are.
His mom would know him.
You sent a picture of a pimple on your ass to your mom recently.
It wasn't on my ass. It was right next to my ass.
That doesn't make it better.
Okay. Good.
Why didn't you send it to us first?
You ever had a pimple on your ass before?
How did you prepare yourself taking that picture?
Answer the question, Jason.
I don't think so. Not that I can remember. No.
If you did, would you send a picture to your mom?
No. Definitely keep that to myself.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what? All right. We got one final segment. All right. We're dragging a little bit, but you know what? This is a fun episode. We'll keep going. All right. Last thing we do is called Deep, Deeper, and Icebreaker.
Or as I like to call it, Deep, Deeper, and Incest.
I don't know where that came from, but we just ignore it.
What?
All right. So, Jason, you can pick a question. It's going to be Deep, Deeper, or Icebreaker. It's how deep you want to get with us right now. He's thinking Icebreaker.
He wants to get
screwed. After the pimple on the ass thing, he's going, give me an Icebreaker and get me the hell out of here.
Yeah, we can go Icebreaker.
Okay, I knew it. These actually kind of suck usually. This is not too bad. All right, ready?
Bitch.
Do you sing in the car? What about in the shower?
Yes and yes. Sometimes.
I sound good in the shower.
Do you?
Yeah.
You should rap NWA in the shower.
As soon as I get out the shower singing, it's horrible. But in the shower, I sound fucking like Celine Dion or whatever her name is. Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as I get out the shower, it's back to fucking Homer Simpson voice and shit.
Jason, you a singer?
No, not an out loud singer, but I'm very, very passionate about music.
Hold on, I want to know this, right? Nice. List some of your favorite bands. I know you got a Korn shirt on, but keep going.
I do have a Korn shirt on. Anything, like, actually, like, it has evolved within the last couple of years, like, what specific genres, but I'm definitely, like, heavy metal, like, anything heavy metal, a lot of the subgenres of that as well. And, like, as of recently, last couple of months, I've been listening to a lot of, like, the early 2000s, like, new metal stuff. Like Saliva and Soil and Slipknot and Korn and System of a Down.
Dude, it's like, so. You know what I listened to today on the way home because I was so tired. I threw Slipknot on. I was listening to Iowa. Because yeah, I needed to stay awake, and I remember that album Rules. It's awesome. No, it's but then you listen to it, and you're like, this is nuts. But it's like, I love it.
This is the segment I am fucking lost. I'm lost.
You don't listen to Slipknot?
Nope, never heard of it.
Has there ever been a black person in history who's listened to Slipknot?
Not that I know of.
You ever heard NWA?
Yep.
Yeah, they get an album when they come out the womb.
Yeah.
They just hand it to them.
Oh. Nice.
Cole, what does NWA stand for? Stop. Just kidding.
Nice people with attitudes.
Next question. Nice. You ready to go deep? Jason's ready to go deeper.
Deeper.
You either go deep or Cole tells us what NWA stands for.
You're going to get there.
And we get canceled.
No matter
forever.
What, you're going to get
deeper.
Cole wants deeper. Fine. We're going deeper right now.
Fuck yeah.
This is balls deep.
All right.
Scrotum deep. Once you go scrotum deep, there's no pulling out.
Can I ask the question?
Go ahead.
Do you have multiple friend groups? How are they the same? How are they different?
And how are they classed? Right?
Each of my individual friends is a group of their own.
Do you have different friend groups? I feel like I've actually stolen a lot of your friends, haven't I?
You
do know Spavin likes me more than you, right?
That's cool.
Are you sure?
I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, you do. You're devastated.
Whatever.
You're devastated.
You know what, Brack? It's not my... It's
you know Spavin
my,
called not, me this week about a sleepover?
You know,
he did.
Brack,
we're
going to
have
know,
one
Brack,
soon. You can't come.
You know, Brack, it's not my fault that you're just naturally more suave than me.
Ooh, good point. No, but if Spavin and I do have a sleepover, will you come?
Yes.
He wants you to come. Will you? Promise?
Can I bring Watership Down?
Yes.
We can watch bunnies massacre each other on the screen.
Great. And so, do you have multiple friend groups?
Not really, no.
Yeah, one's enough for you. Rager?
Yeah.
So, my friend groups are actually pretty similar to, like, my music tastes. Like, I would say, like, I have one very...
So, they're all
like,
white.
I have one real large
nice.
Friend group. I would say the majority...
How'd you get in, Miko?
I'm here, baby. I'm here. I fit in. I get it. It is the way the world is.
You're the missing piece.
Some of
you
us,
know it.
Some of
You're
us,
the missing link.
Some of us don't like us, and some of us don't like who others are. You know?
We cut Rager off.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I'm
Go
sorry,
on.
Rage,
no,
but,
you're good. No, I would say good 95% of my friends are other people in the wrestling business.
I was
going
to say,
wrestlers.
Do you guys all hang out together? I kind of feel like you have to.
Yeah, I think the friend groups kind of break off based on where
Use
everyone's from, you know?
I'd actually be like, curious. Like, what other wrestlers do you hang out with? Who are your boys? Obviously, your tag team crew.
Yeah.
I'm guessing
so
you guys chill together, but
no. Realistically, like, I have a lot of friends from like the Wisconsin area too.
Sure.
Like, I'm good buddies with like some of the names like Ref Eddie Doyle and
give
Salem
them shout out
Jake
on here,
Lasher.
Man.
Lasher.
Cool.
Those are some of my guys. I work a lot of times in Wisconsin and other just different regions. Like, there's a North Dakota. A region of people that I am good friends with and whatnot, and you know, obviously in the Twin Cities and the outer Twin Cities, and Wisconsin.
That probably makes it so much fun. Like when you get booked for like North Dakota and you get to go see your buddies, it's like going back to like college. Like you show up,
no,
and you guys.
It really is. Like,
yeah,
I get to see him pretty often though, which is
yeah.
cool. You know, like I was just talking to one of the refs on the show last night. Her name
wasn't RJ, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Good. I love booing it. No, he's awesome.
I don't know if you guys would know her. She's from Michigan, I think, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and she drove 8 hours to Wilmer last night to be on a show.
Wait, were you in the Wilmer one?
I was just hanging out. I wasn't.
Dude, that looked insane. I saw the pictures from it. That arena looked awesome.
No, it was. It was really cool. There's a lot of people there.
No, I was talking to some of the guys in MAW. They're saying they're going to do another one like in a month or something up there. Hopefully. They're trying to get more events up there. But that thing was super nice. I didn't realize how cool that thing was. Like the arena. Like it looked
It was
legit.
Really cool. It was really tight. There was a lot of room for fans. And,
yeah.
And they had chairs on every single side of the ring and bleachers and whatnot.
But even like you look at the foot, it's like, dude, that looked like a real WWE event. Sorry, I shouldn't. That sounds like I'm belittling it. But it looked like very like legit, and like smoke was cut. They had like smoke screen. Like, it was so cool.
They also they often have really good production set up at Midwest All-Star Wrestling.
Sure.
MAW. Yeah. All their events are really top notch with as far as like production goes, and like your experience as a wrestler, you know, working for them, and everything's really professional, really top notch.
Totally.
Everything. So.
No, that's awesome. What was the question? Different friend groups? Miko, do you got different friend groups? Who do you hang out with?
I don't hang out with my own kind. I don't like hanging out with your kind. I just chill by myself and chill.
You don't hang out with the others?
I don't.
The others?
Don't.
The other guys.
I just hang out with kids, man. That's it.
We got to get Chris Hansen on the line or some shit.
Guys.
No, yes, Miko sir. Hangs out with us. Miko and I had lunch together last week. It was great.
I tried to hang out last night.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm 42. You're like, you're fucking not even thought of.
Yeah.
You're 22, you know? I'm 42. I went out with my younger brother, younger cousin last night. Oh, my God, dude. I don't know why I used to hang out or even why people drink. You know what I mean? You see there. And I'm sober. You know, I'm just there chilling, you know.
How long have you been sober for?
Since January 25th.
Oh, yeah.
Miko's You know what? Let's give Miko a big round of applause.
Boom. Appreciate you, Cole. So.
Yeah, he's been crushing it in life. Yeah.
Every month is an achievement.
Yeah. Yesterday, every day, bro.
Every day. Every day is an achievement.
Hell yeah. But I'm old as fuck. You know, when it boils out, I'm old as fuck, bro.
You are.
You know, and I sit up and they're playing cards and stuff. I love talking shit and playing cards, though. You know what I mean? That's what I do, you know. Even if I'm losing, I love talking shit.
Nice.
So I'll be a great wrestler.
You will be great, Miko. Can we get you in the ring? You'd be fun.
I'll be a great wrestler.
Well, when I do it, you will be my manager, right? Will you be my manager?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I need you to talk shit to everyone.
Talk shit to
Can I be your personal caregiver after each and every match?
You'll just be my charity case. You'll be the guy I drag around with people and be like,
give me money, bitches.
You go raise funds for me.
We'll donate it to the Autism Spectrum Society.
Dude, honestly, if people met you, they would not donate money to autism. They don't want to support you.
Fuck
They'd be
you
like, God. No way, we're not giving this fool money.
What about Cole Spavin?
He's awesome. I would donate for him, but honestly, I would... If you're the picture for autism, dude, you're not getting a single dime.
Guess what? Else. I'm not a picture. Everyone's an individual picture.
No,
because
all you do is buy Funkos and you just dick around. You slapped me last podcast.
It's called micro obsessions.
Why did you slap me on the last podcast? Nobody's talked about this.
You slapped the shit out of him.
Yeah, I did.
Why'd you do that?
Because I felt like it.
Yeah. That's part of his autism.
You're a troublemaker, aren't you?
Fuck you, Brack.
I see. That's part of his autism.
Hey, Brack, let's go.
This is why I'm not donating.
Okay,
we'll give you a deeper. Okay. We'll do one more.
Ow!
Deeper. What?
What is deeper. Wrong with you?
And Emily said she had something for me, too. So.
Yeah, we do. The crew.
What was the last thing that you did that made you feel like a kid again?
Yesterday when I purchased my Pinocchio Funko Pop.
Yeah.
And Chucky Finster as well.
Dude, that's all you do. Why do you not feel like a kid?
Did you?
When's the last time you felt like an adult? Let's flip it on you.
Did you?
When's the last time you felt like a grown-up?
When I shot up a bunch of black people in RoboCop, the video game.
Oh, my God.
When I was playing with somebody, and I said, let's do some real police work. So I'm just like, fuck it.
Hey, you. Your move, creep.
I'm just
gosh.
Kidding.
No, you're not. That's not like our disclaimer to get rid of. No, Miko, not. When's the last time you felt like a kid again? Or did something like
shit. Damn, I watch Disney movies all day, every day. I feel like
he did. Hey, hold on. I'm curious.
Tarzan.
Miko,
Tarzan's
I'm curious. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Favorite Disney movie?
Pinocchio.
Boom. Oh, man, it's not even Disney, though.
Lion King.
But if it's Disney, I'm going to say, fuck, bro, I got so many. I like Chicken Little.
That's like the worst of them all.
Is Chicken it? Little sucks. I had a bad experience with it. I had to Chicken watch Little. It at a sleepover with this idiot.
I love Chicken
yeah.
Little.
Yeah.
And,
he wouldn't let me sleep.
No, that was Chicken Run, actually.
Oh, sorry. That's what I thought. Chicken Run. Yeah.
And that was Cole Spavin's pick, so it's inherently awesome. I picked Christmas Story, though.
What's your favorite Disney movies?
Yeah, I do kind of want to.
Pinocchio. That's one of my favorites.
Let him answer, Cole.
Oh, God, shut the fuck up.
Okay, fine.
I don't think I have a favorite Disney movie.
Don't make
honestly.
Me go RoboCop
no.
on you.
I was a very big fan of Cars when I was
awesome.
Young.
Okay, yeah. That's a
Isn't
good
that
one.
Pixar,
yep.
though?
Yep.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I love Pixar. Same. Yeah, that it's works. The same. Yeah.
You know what my favorite Disney Shrek. Movie ever is?
I'm about to say Shrek, though.
That's Illumination, right, Cole?
No, that's DreamWorks.
That's DreamWorks.
You're a DreamWorks.
Same thing.
You know what my favorite is? Huh. First movie I ever cried during.
Ooh, Bambi?
Nope. I didn't give a shit about that. I killed deer all the time.
Lady and the Tramp.
I go out of my way to kill deer. Like you believe. I kill 4 or 5 a year.
Oh, wait. Let me guess. Lady and the Tramp.
Nope.
Jungle Book.
You're close.
Beauty and
the Fox. And the Hound.
Oh, wow.
When you they grow
that
apart.
One? That's a good one. That's a good one.
I'm a hound dog. Oh, whoa. No, when he steps in front. Oh, my gosh. I bawl every time. When Copper steps in front of Todd to protect him. Oh, it's unbelievable, okay, man.
What about All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Screw that. Travolta sucks. But was it a Travolta that?
Is he in that?
I don't know.
I don't know. We don't
no,
like
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
I like you, Judge Travolta.
That was Burt Reynolds that was in All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Is it?
Oh, really? Is Travolta not even in? So, I always thought it was Travolta.
There's so many different messages in that movie, dude, and how we are, you know, as people, as humans. And then when you look at that movie, it's exactly the way we live, you know. We're fucking rugged thugs. We got uppity fucking classy dogs and shit like that. Yeah.
I never watched it again. I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
It's fucked up how they train us as children. Because my generation, fucking Looney Tunes and fucking sex.
That's all
our generation. You're almost my age.
I know, but Looney Tunes and sex?
Looney Tunes and sex. That's all. So think about it. All we do now, we'll fight. We fight a lot in our generation.
Yeah.
You know, and have babies. Our generation was the most to have the like most babies.
Sure.
Yeah.
Our babies.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a lot of babies.
Because
there's
of Looney
a lot
Tunes?
Of fucking going on. No. Because of,
I don't get the Looney Tunes and sex connection.
Well, Brock, I think I can explain this, okay?
Oh, God. Because
people listen to the Looney Tunes theme song when they have sex, like, do 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 do
do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do Shoot and
drop pianos on each other.
And corruption, basically. Drop pianos on each other.
That's deep.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? If you think sure, about it, that's right. Oh, that's how we grew up and that's what we watched.
I think you're making a point somewhere there.
Something like that. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
All we do is talking.
Looney Tunes and sex.
Looney Tunes and sex.
That's
no.
The moral. That's what we're going to name this episode. Looney Tunes and sex.
Looney Tunes and sex.
And Jason Rage.
Smiling. What happened to wrestling, huh? We're not even talking about wrestling no more.
No, I'll find it good. I think it'll probably be like Cole has a rager for Jason.
Yeah. It might be.
That's normal.
Then again, that hairstyle is really turning me on right now.
Careful. He really likes the movie Brokeback Mountain. He doesn't know
and
why.
And Boys Don't Cry.
Hold on. You know, this is interesting. Are you familiar with Brokeback Mountain? Do you know what it is? You don't, and
it's
that's
a
fascinating.
Great movie.
Okay, because Miko, you remember that was like a big deal when that thing came out, right?
I ain't never seen it.
I know, but like our generation, that was like a big deal. Yeah. Like everyone talked about it. It was Academy and all this stuff.
And people,
but their
didn't
generation,
really know.
No, but their generation has no idea what this movie is. No. Like my cousin watched it, Drake, and he's like, "Oh, I thought it was a Western,"
but
and like it, popped on it, but he had no idea, and I thought he was kidding when he said that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you guys have no context like we did. It was a big deal. It was, like, so controversial.
That's weird because their generation is, like, sorry, the most gays.
Well, I know it is, but I'm saying, like, it has nothing to do with that. It's just more like I didn't realize that people
but...
I didn't realize it wasn't famous for them. Like, it wasn't a big deal. Like, it was just like, oh, what's this movie? But for us, like, it's an ongoing joke all the time. Like, I call Cole Brokeback all the time when he gets all weird. Like, he just said how hot Jason was.
I'm going to call you Broken Back when you join the Academy and get your ass busted in.
Nope.
What?
All right, let's do one more question. What do you want, Cole? I'll let you pick.
Deeper. We gotta go deeper. Go big or go home.
How much do you consider and care about other people's opinions of you? That's pretty good.
I don't give two flying fucks.
Well, Ranger, you're in an industry that's
my motherfucking nigga, man.
Did you just drop the N bomb?
Yes, I did, bro.
Crying
I
an A.
did, bro.
That's fine. Fuck you can get away with it.
My motherfucking nigga, man. I feel like Cole. I can give
caring about
two
what
fucks.
Other Caring about what other people think of you is a toxic personality trait.
To be honest, that's what I appreciate you two. And I think that's the people that we, I don't know, cling to is the people who are just able to be themselves. I think that's what we all like about each other.
Yeah.
But Ranger, here's the thing. You're in an industry where you have to care what people think about you, I feel like. You're kind of driven by what the crowd thinks of you.
Not really.
Yeah, they are. They got. You're nothing without the fans, right?
But you can actually go out there and be like, fuck you guys. You know what I mean?
But that's part of it that makes him like him. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, he's in an industry that's 100% driven by fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me personally, like, I never try and let someone's opinion of me determine things. However, like, unfortunately, some people, like, I do care about their opinion too much. You know, I'm not gonna say I don't ever care about what anyone ever thinks of me, because that's not true. Like, I do feel like I have a reputation to hold. And I do feel that, like, things that I say, you know, could be used against me in a negative way. So I try to uphold myself to a, you know, a decent standard. And I try not to have any.
Or it can fucking shoot
you hear
your
what he said, Cole? Maybe you can listen to
the fucking, to the roof. It could take
maybe
your
I don't give a shit
because
I'm too busy not giving a fuck what others think of me.
True.
I really want some McDonald's right now.
Man, that shit sounds good.
Too. We'll get you there. Don't worry. Maybe we'll
No. Time. I'll get it myself.
Okay.
When I go home.
Okay. Did we have to say that Ranger was actually just bringing up a great point?
That was an ad drop.
Well, we're not sponsored.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Unbelievable.
I'm loving it.
Unbelievable.
Well, I think we answered that one, but Miko.
What's up?
You got a little, I think we have a little surprise in store that Cole doesn't even know about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Do you know about
from
this?
From the crew.
Yeah, I got no, it's a Miko original. Hold on.
Yeah.
Do you have it? Did Emily give it to you?
It's in a bag.
Yep. Hold on. You have to yell at me to go get it.
Yeah.
Get it now.
Yeah, okay, do a Cole move. That's what he does.
Get it fucking now, you dumb bitch. I swear to God, if this is a bag full of dead mice, I'm going to be very upset.
No, it's...
What is this? A gift for Cole? Have you ever gotten one?
What? Cracker say what?
Oh my gosh! Look at that!
Look at his face. Oh, I wish y'all could see his face.
For
right now.
People at home who can't see what's going on, we got a Bully Brand hat. That's Bully Brand clothing. That's an awesome clothing company. We love Bully Brand. Bully Brand's a super cool wrestling company. Miko's rocking the Bully Brand hat.
Okay.
We grabbed it. Yep. So we met the guys from it. They're super cool.
Thing,
what do you think?
Right?
What?
This is like from you, Miko, and Emily, right?
It's from Miko.
Nice.
I wouldn't give you a gift. I hate you.
Good, because Emily said she had something for me as well.
Criminy.
Oh. It's in that bag, too.
Is there another one? Should we give that gift? All right, should we keep going?
Oh, speak of the
fucking
devil. Hey,
Jason, is this fun watching us give gifts to each other?
Speak of the devil.
Your fucking feet off me.
Oh, and there's Emily. Emily, do you have a gift? Emily came back. Do we have a gift? Cole, did you bring a gift for the guest?
You know what? Here you go.
Boom.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at that. Just like that. Can't get that one though. He loves it. You have that goal?
Mummy McNuggets.
Mummy McNuggets.
You know what? I actually ran over my Witch McNugget once.
You didn't.
Because John placed it under my
tire. You know that was fake.
Okay, good. Now if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna put this hat on. I don't have a gift for the guest except for my sanity.
Great. You
quite
have
frankly,
famous.
I need to be like alerted if we're actually going to have a guest, not just let it be known.
I'm pretty sure
minute.
This has been told to you multiple times.
Yeah, you know
you
what?
Don't
you
listen.
You literally just told me this today.
No, you asked it again for the seventh time today.
Did I?
Yes.
Okay,
I can't be a momager to all of you. Miko's the only one on his own.
Huh.
I had to wake you up from your nap today.
Yeah, just kidding, you're back.
Hey, here's your gift.
Hold on, did you seriously not bring a gift for the guest, you selfish little prick?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I had to go grab one, okay? Do you want to give it to him and pretend
you
did?
Did you make that, Cole?
So one segment, it was Cole's favorite segment in the world, was called Gifts for the Guest, but I guess he just needs... Look at him. You're a pile of garbage. Can you focus on Jason right now?
Can you give me a minute so I can put this strap
extender on? That means no. Jason, how'd you like the show? I like being on the show. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Fun, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you guys
good
energy.
Shit.
Yeah.
Are you gonna come back on again? Can we get you
back?
Yeah,
if you guys will have me, of course.
Oh my gosh, dude. You know, we're huge Ranger
fans. Guys get
man.
Rid
We'd
of
love
that,
to get you on that.
If you guys get rid of that really terrible person, Cole.
Well, here we go. Cole's a big Funko guy. Maybe we'll autograph it for you so that it'll be super famous someday. But I saw this when I stole it out of my closet. But here you go, buddy. Gift for the guest. You're a wrestler.
Who is it?
That's sick.
I know. It's a Luche Spider-Man.
Oh, cool.
Have you wrestled any of those guys?
Luchadors?
Yeah, because I think there was a bunch of them on Friday, right?
Oh, yeah. Those are my two tag partners. They're Lucha. So
nice.
I train with them, and I train a little bit of Lucha as well. I can do some high flying stuff, even though
and that's
I
what it is, right?
Show.
That's the lure
yeah,
of them.
Yeah.
They're like they're acrobats, like crazy
very,
flipping,
very
like
acrobatic.
Ray Mysterio was my favorite wrestler growing up, and like he was awesome.
619.
You know, he was insane.
Yep.
That's again why I love that Rampage move when he goes outside the ring. And what do you call that?
The 619.
619, right? That's my favorite move. Can you do that?
Classic.
No, my tag partner Ken Celtic Wolf. He does that every once in a while. So, yep. No, I definitely love Lucha culture and everything.
Well, there you go, buddy. Little something to remember us by.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
of
you.
Course, man.
What's your signature move?
I got a couple. Okay. My main finisher, even though I think that's kind of a corny term.
No, it's not.
I would say it's a spinning side slam. Yeah. So kind of like head of a guy in a crossbody, spin him out. And then they land on their back, and I land on my front.
Sick.
Nice. Them.
But I call that the Abyss Slam, only because it's similar to one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, Abyss. It was similar to his move, which is called the Black Hole Slam, so I call mine the Abyss Slam.
You want sexy mofo?
And he's not coming back on now. Thanks, Cole. We had him for a while, but geez, you had to open your mouth.
And he looked him in his eyes and said it, too.
Yeah, I know. He's licking the microphone when he said it, too. I'm sorry, Jason.
Whoa, that's me, Cole. Put that down.
All right. We should probably get out of this one before a lawsuit
Hold
ensues.
On. He got two signature moves.
I know. Let's hear it.
Yeah, one more.
Another one I use quite often is a spine buster. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Spine buster.
Like a suplex?
No, because it's a suplex is more of an overhead throw. Spine buster is
okay.
It's actually a very mechanically basic move. Like you're just picking a guy up by kind of his outer leg and his mid back.
Yeah.
Up down.
Got
yeah.
you. Mm-hmm. What is wrong? Why are you,
I don't
are
know.
You stimming over here?
Yes, I'm just thinking about the little spine buster move you just described.
Wow, I'm finna move.
You better move before you start spine busting all over your face.
Shit, get the right.
Spine busting all over your spine.
All right. Well, you know what? Hey.
We just took spine busting and Cole, you did. Just took spine busting.
Your spine is so divine.
I think we gotta end it before Cole goes any further. Sing it, boy.
So long, farewell, to you, my friend. Goodbye, for now, until we meet again. Out of the box, out of the box. Coal mine.
Coal mine. You said it so off.
The last part was actually from a Playhouse Disney show.
Should we give them the old version? Ready?
Do 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 do. So long, farewell to you, my friend. Goodbye for now until we meet again. Hey, out of the box. Hey, out of the box. Coal mine.
Let's go.
Coal mine.
Let's go. Coal mine.
Coal mine.
Fuck yeah.
Shit yeah.
Coal mine.
With a shit, yeah.
Oh, 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 oh.